get started. Perfectly Imperfect Podcast. I'm having technical difficulties, so I can't do the cheer to Anyway, my name is Trey Cherie, and welcome. This is episode one, the very beginning, and as the title states, I am extremely imperfect. I got the most affordable podcast equipment on Amazon, so I'm having a lot of technical difficulties, but I have a deadline. I got a goal to set, so we're going to record anyway. And I've been wanting to do this for a few years now. I've been talking to a couple people about starting this podcast for about 2 years now, and we've played with the name or whatever. And the basis or the foundation of each podcast that I wanted to start with each individual was just talking shit, and not necessarily venting, because personally, I don't like to share my personal business out to the world, but more so getting things off your chest and being relatable to everyone, essentially, not just one group of people, but being relatable to everyone. While I'm recording this podcast, I'm also trying to record it for YouTube, and I just realized I wasn't looking at the camera at all. So anyway, this is about to be a learning process for everyone. Me, really me. But let's get started. Let's talk about why I wanted to start a podcast. And a lot of people, I'm going to say this a lot, I'm an empath. So I can feel the questions. I can feel the, why does she want to start a podcast? Why now? What does she have to talk about? Like, is she even interesting? Oh my gosh. Like, what is she going to talk about? I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. Never going to be offensive. I'm never going to use this platform to undermine anyone or slip this anyone. I was in the Navy. I'm a sailor. I am going to curse. So hide your kids if you don't like curse words in the car. But once again, not going to be offensive. That's my goal. I'm not an offensive person. I'm not a negative person. I work really hard to be happy. So you can look forward to a lot of happy but real conversation. One main reason why I went the podcast route is because I have a story to tell, and I've always felt like I could write a book. And my grandmother is always writing a book. As long as I can remember, she has been writing books, actually, plural. She's been writing several books, I think like 20 something books. I'm not being dramatic. Like, she's writing a lot of books. And the story really starts at her generation. Like, her sisters and mom, stepdads, all of that endured a lot of pain that they passed down to the next generation. And amongst themselves, they still spread it amongst themselves. My granny is about to be 80 in a couple weeks. And her and her sisters do not talk. They have a whole bunch of drama and animosity. And I can see why she got 20 something books that she's writing. And considering she's passed, or not she herself, by herself, but her family passed that down to the next generation. I obviously am the third generation from that and have received a bunch of residual stories to tell from those 20 books that she's writing. And I feel like I got a book or two out of her 20 something books. I think she said 27 books. I'm not being dramatic. I ask her when I see her in a couple weeks. Anyway, so considering I feel like confidently I can say I can write 2 books right now. I'm not a writer though. I'm really not a writer. I'm a talker, but I have a very monotone voice, and I've never had the confidence to do something like this on my own. I felt like I needed someone to piggyback. I felt like I needed like a Joe Budden type offensive personality to hold me down with my stories to tell. I just thought that I could just take over the world with a podcast with a co-host. And it's never worked out. But here I am with this same idea, with these same stories to tell. So I'm just going to do it by myself and see where it takes me. See where y'all take me. Some topics, though. So let's just get into some of the topics I'm going to talk about. And I'm going to drink every episode. There, I said it. I have a drink in my hand right now if you're just listening. That's where the little praise breaks are going to. You're going to be like, is she taking a praise break? I'm sipping my drink. I might have a hookah some episodes. So some of the topics we're going to go over, the first one, which is perfection. I hate that topic. I think perfection is projection. So that's what we're going to talk about first. I'm going to give life advice. I'm a self-proclaimed life coach. I mean, who do you get, you know, certified by to be a life coach? For real, for real. If you're going to get any type of life advice, why wouldn't you get it from somebody that can write 27 books? I get all my advice from Granny and how she's lived her life. So I get advice from people that live and have degrees in hard not life. Like that's how I feel like I'm qualified. Venting, social media friends, hopping in DMs, dating, anything dating related, though, I will have a guest, because if you're looking for any personal dating information from Treachery, you are not going to get it from this podcast. You might, my co-host might sneak a little tidbit out here and there, anything sex related. You're not going to get anything personal. Still hope you listen to this podcast, though. Hope that's not why you came. Hopefully, I can talk about other things that are equally as interesting to keep your attention. I'm going to have guests for stuff like that. Partying, friendship. I'm definitely going to have guests for friendship conversations because I like to get other people's opinions on stuff like that. So I will have frequent guests. And we're going to get started on that actually next weekend. Still a solo podcast, but frequent guests for the difficult topics for me personally. Entrepreneurship, definitely going to have a guest for that. And I want to make a series out of that because that's probably one of the, aside from motherhood, one of the hardest things that I've done. Is opening a business and saying, hey, come shop with me. Like, that's actually pretty difficult. Planning, goals, motherhood. Obviously, lots of guests with motherhood. If you want to sit down and talk with me about motherhood, and I mean all the aspects, babies, pregnancy, teenage moms, please come talk to me because I need some advice. And I have lots of advice for the moms out there with little goobers, babies growing up. I want to do, like I said, some topics we will revisit. And we're going to call those series, such as there will be a dating series with different co-hosts, preferably men. I do have one planned out about the IG story I made recently about dudes not having anything to offer. Y'all blew my DMs up after that, and I do have a guest, and we will debate that topic ASAP, probably the next episode. We will have, like I said, dating sex series co-host, travel series. I will try to get other travel bloggers involved in the travel series, but obviously that's my cup of tea. So when I initially wanted to do this podcast alone, I was like, you know, I could hold my own with, you know, traveling. We could talk traveling, but I personally don't feel like my resume is strong enough to do a solo podcast strictly about traveling. So if I do, let's just guesstimate 20 episodes back to back to back to back to back. Between 8 to 10 of those, podcast episodes, I will talk about travel of some sort. So you can expect that. Lots of travel. If I go on a trip, there will be a whole episode where I will talk about every single detail on that trip. Please believe it. How I picked out my outfits, all of that. That's my hobby, and it is my job now. And it's something that I love to talk about. It's something that I love to do. And it's something that y'all love to do also and love to watch, like, and share travel stuff. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about that series. And like I said, business entrepreneurship, that's going to be a series. So it's going to be, this podcast is going to go with a wide array of topics. I'm not just going to put myself in a box. Like I said, I don't feel confident to just talk about travel. And I'm definitely not just going to start a motherhood blog, because I'm definitely, and we'll get into this when we have an episode about motherhood, but I've never packed a lunch for my son to go to school. I've always gave him the $2 and whatever change, like paid him, or, oh, I owe you some school lunch money. Okay. I've never cut fucking veggies into shapes, and you not so yeah, I don't have enough of a resume for just a one topic, you know. I'm imperfect. There we go. So we just gonna slide right into that base right there. Perfectly imperfect. I think perfection is projection. I get that a lot. So I asked a question on my Facebook, and I've been trying to start this podcast for a long time. If you're Facebook friends with me, you've seen some weird questions come up, like, what is this girl talking about? Why is she asking this question? Because I really do want to know, like, what people think when they say certain things. And the question was, when people say in a conversation, you know, and I'm using air quotations, you know, nobody's perfect, right? In air quotation. And I'm just like, in that conversation, who the fuck said anything? Who the fuck brought perfection into this conversation? You brought it into this conversation. I never thought anybody was perfect. So what that means to me, once again, I'm an empath. I'm going to say that until y'all know that. What that means to me is you thought I was perfect. And quite possibly the person that you were talking to about me also thought I was perfect. And y'all had a whole conversation. You can say I'm overthinking. I'm 90% right when it comes to stuff like this. So, and even when I asked the question, I asked it twice on Facebook because I had to reword it. Praise break for a second. And you could tell most people didn't realize that that's how that came off, right? And it's a little bit offensive to assume or even project your insecurity on someone just because someone does something different. Just because I go to the gym does not mean I think that I'm perfect. And it does not portray perfection at all. 9 times out of 10, when I post a workout video, I'm still using a filter because pictures are meant to be. And if you're watching this on YouTube, I have a picture in the background, and I think I might just keep it there. I kind of like it, how this looks in the camera here. Pictures are meant to be perfect. They're meant for memories. Videos are meant for memories. And you're going to look back on those moments and say, man, that moment was perfect. Not my life was perfect, or not that I am perfect. You can't judge someone based solely off of pictures or the one thing that they have. The biggest analogy that I have to this perfection talk is working out, right? So people say this girl works out, she takes care of her body, so she has it all together. So let me switch it around from my perspective. This is just episode one, so you really don't know Trey Cherie. You really don't know her story. So let's just say, you know, you have a great relationship with your mom. And You're out having breakfast with your mom, and I run into y'all, and I say, "Man, your life is just so perfect." Mind you, your mom just bailed you out of jail. Your husband beat your ass last night. You have negative $222 in your account, and you about to ask your mama to borrow money, and you know she 3 months behind on her mortgage. Like, that would be kind of offensive if I said that to you, but you got the one thing that I don't have, which is a great relationship with your mom. So your life, it must be perfect, right? Most people don't look at how offensive that is when people say that. I would never say that. I would never look at someone eating dinner or eating breakfast with their mom and say, "Oh, your life must be perfect." No, you just you straight right now. You blessed in that department. Enjoy it. Enjoy it for me. Matter of fact, can I sit down and ask your mom some questions? Because, I got a lot. So I think that I just brought a little light to that comment. I don't think people are gonna stop saying that. I think projecting, that's something that you gotta deal with personally in therapy. I'm not a therapist. We just, like I said, just here talking shit. But that's why I've named the podcast Perfectly Imperfect. I don't see anything perfect about my life, actually. Even the workout videos, I don't see perfect. I was in the best shape of my life, actually, last summer, last fall. And there was one moment that happened to me where I was crying in my closet, like in the best shape of my life. Like, how that's why that's offensive. Like, how is that perfection, I would love to hear feedback on all of these topics and a different perspective. I love different perspectives, like listening to other people's opinion, specifically when it's not hating and when it's not biased. It gets me going. That's why I would love to have more co-hosts, all of my friends. That's my dog, Tokyo. She flips her bowl whenever she does not get what she wants because she's a diva. As soon as we're done, I'm going to give her some more water. But anyway, I would love more co-hosts, and I would love to debate, not necessarily argue, but just, okay, I see what I see your point of view, but here's my point of view. And let's have a drink about it. Why not? Another, I guess, not necessarily topic, but a part of the reason why I feel like I can give life advice. And life advice is really tricky because sometimes people give you, I've had friends that try to give me life advice and they're like, this is what you gotta do. You gotta get married. Why aren't you married? You live with him. And it's like, okay, girl, relax. Like, this is my life. That's not the life advice I'm thinking. Listen, I'm just giving life advice. I'm not angry about it. I'm not pointing my finger. I'm not judging you if you don't take the life advice because at the end of the day, you got to live your life and I'm gonna live my life and I'm gonna make mistakes and you're gonna make mistakes. But like I said earlier, as an empath, I'm hearing the questions of what makes you qualified and why do you want to do this podcast? And so, random fact, and I had a random fact noise that is not working right now. I have to take this back, send it back on Amazon and get a whole nother equipment. I like the club noises that they make and the round of applause and all of that. I had a noise planned out. I had so much stuff planned out for this first podcast. Anyway, random fact about me, Trey Cherie, is I go to therapy. And I go to therapy because it's just good to talk to somebody that's not your friend. It's you don't want to, bother your friend all the time when your friend's got shit going on too. And I figured, because a lot of reason, a big reason why people don't go is pride, right? So I figured I could at least just talk about my family. Like, I mean, I'm probably not going to talk about my friends or my relationship, but I could talk about one member of, I could just talk about my mom for a whole 365 days. We can get to granny next year. We get to my brother the year after that. Like, we got a lot of people in my family to discuss in therapy, so why not? And one day we were discussing my grandmother, and she was just like baffled. I baffled, and this is not the first therapist that I just shocked with revelations from my grandmother, right? And she gave me the definition of, my therapist gave me the definition of a matriarch. And another part of my technical difficulties right now, I had notes, and I had the definition written out of what she said, but my notes and my work computer is fried right now because my work computer, just all the odds were against me from making this podcast tonight, but we finna get into it anyway. Basically what she said, she gave me line items of what a matriarch is, and I fit every line item except being the elder of the family. That's literally the only line item. Like, one of the line items was family can stop by unannounced. And family really do try to stop by my house unannounced. They can rely on you for everything. And they can call you and vent for anything. And it's like, I'm not old enough for that. Like, I have good life advice, but not for my family. Like, it's just totally different because of how much they struggle. Like, I'm not licensed. I'm not a therapist. Like, I'm not a psychiatrist. So I'm not the person to call. I'm not old enough for this. Matter of fact, you calling me when I have a 15-minute break at work, I don't even have time for this. Like, literally every line item I had to check in the box except the eldest of the family. And when she said that, I was like, I don't want this. I don't want this title because, first of all, I don't qualify for it. Second of all, I'm being forcefully put into this title for years and I didn't even know it. And I'm just the person to call. Like, they just all call for advice or for money or, you know, just for something. Just a listening ear. And I've just learned so much over the years. And I regurgitate all of those lessons to other people. And that's one of the things that makes me qualified to do this podcast. I mean, I got so many stories. I mean, man, a whole lot. And people have considered me a life coach. People have called me and said, I know I ain't listen, but you was right. I was right. And it's people in my life that I call and they're right. I typically listen though. I be listening. I don't know why people don't be listening to me, but I get that call a lot, a whole lot. Like, I know I ain't listen, but you was right. And I'm like, I know. I mean, you was finna do some stupid ass shit. I tried to talk you out of, you did the stupid shit. Now you calling me saying that I was right. Like, I mean, I wish I got paid for how many times people said that to me. I actually wrote that down on my notes. See, I wish I could show y'all. No one listens to it, but always right. And the main reason why I qualify to make podcasts and to give not necessarily life advice, but just to be a listening ear and a place to come to get comfort, get a laugh, get a feel good, get a good debate. Like, oh, you was wrong. Let me write you on Instagram. Let me see your email. I'm a great voice of reason. I mean, and I'm not tooting my own horn because sometimes that is annoying. It is very annoying to see both sides of stories, man, because people will take advantage of that. That gets taken advantage of a lot. And voice of reason and avoiding conflict go hand in hand for me. I'm a voice of reason because I avoid conflict. I prefer peace. I grew up in turmoil. I prefer peace and I'm going to have peace. So that does get taken advantage of. That's nothing to brag about. Like sometimes I wish I was a smaller person because they get so much more respect. Like being a bigger person and being a voice of reason, it sounds good, but no, people take advantage of that. But on the bright side of that, I am able to do things like this. And if you continue to listen, you'll see. You'll be like, man, this girl really does see. I actually had a friend that used to get mad that I was a voice of reason. That's what I don't like about you. You always taking up for people. I mean, they weren't wrong. Two people can be in a disagreement and neither one are wrong. You have to see the other side's point of view, and that other person has to see your point of view. You can agree to disagree and move peacefully in the same direction. I literally know that. It's not that I believe that. I literally know that. Some people just refuse to see the other side of people's opinion. They just want to see their side. And you can tell that because when people call you to vent, they'll tell you just one side of the story. And the other person was just so wrong. And you're like, bruh, there is no way that just, I mean, unless that person is clinically crazy, there is no way that, how are you even friends with that person if they're just completely wrong, just 100% wrong? Like, how did you ever see anything positive in that person? I always ask that. And most of the time, the people that were worse at this in my life, they'll be like, I don't know how I was ever friends with them. I mean, okay. I got pictures. I've seen pictures that, prove otherwise. Y'all was kicking it. Y'all was real friends. So I kind of think you're not telling me the whole story. So that's why this voice of reason, and if you watch the video, you'll see my little guilty smile because, the person that did say that to me before in the past about that being, not such a good trait of mine. I agree with that to an extent, but I embrace it because the people that are in my life are also voice of reasons and prefer peace. And life has been very peaceful, extremely peaceful. You have to be able to see two sides to the story. You have to be able to peacefully debate. And even if you agree to disagree and you go in your separate ways, that's fine too. We don't have to have conflict. We could be peaceful, Sometimes seeing the other side of the story does show your true colors and where you were wrong. And you may not want to apologize for that, or you may not want to fix that about you, and that's fine. You could go your separate ways. That's totally fine. That's what makes me qualified to do this podcast. And we're gonna keep it moving. I need your feedback. Let me know. Give me some topics. I've had people hit me up on Instagram already just from announcing that I might do a podcast in my stories. People are like, ooh, do a topic about single moms not having time. Ooh, do this topic. Ooh, do this topic. And I am. We're gonna get into it. All right. That's gonna be the first episode. You can expect an episode every Sunday to be released. Sunday Funday. I'm going to record on Fridays tentatively. And you're going to have something to listen to either Sundays while you gearing up for your Sunday Funday or Monday on your ride to work. And please tell me if you want to be a co-host. Hit me up next time. Bye.